Hello there, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Buck Tales. My name is Josh, and I am here with the play-by-play voice of your Cranbrook Bucks, Wiley Henderson.
Yeet.
And Chris isn't able to join us today, which is totally fine. Life, family first before hockey. So we miss you, Chris, and looking forward to you joining back up with us. All right. Well, Wiley, should we just jump into this and get into the recap? Because I feel there's a very important topic that we need to address that got so much attention that we even had to give air to it during Faith Night for the Cranbrook
Bucks.
Are you
talking about the pulled goalie in overtime?
The pulled goalie in overtime. Let's just jump right into that review.
Get it.
Yeah, so as we're talking about the review of the past 2 weeks of games, the first game on the docket is the 1-0 loss that the Cranbrook Bucks had to Salmon Arm. And it was not really how any of us thought the game should have ended, understandably. But the Bucks took advantage of an opportunity, pulled the goalie to get a 4-on-3, and then a fallen helmet caused the player to go back to the bench and a lucky swat down the ice, and Salmon Arm won. Mm-hmm. So, and a lot of people were upset about that call, even though it's something that the Bucks have done multiple times this year and have had success with it. So anyway, I'm rambling on about it. Wiley, I feel like you might have something to say about it. Or not.
No. First of all, both goalies in that game were like lights out. Braden McIntosh in particular had a real good game.
46 Ryan, saves.
Yeah, Ryan said it best. They were going for the win, which is what you want to see from your coach. I mean, if Joseph Blackley doesn't lose his helmet on that scramble, he came pretty close to actually ending the game there. And if he doesn't lose his helmet, it probably is at least going to a shootout. But by the way, it took like about a week, but they finally added the point on the website. So there was talking to Ryan too, he knows the risks involved with it. And Nathan, obviously Lewin, the owner, president, fine with it. He wants to see him go for the win. And it happens. Sometimes you put the gamble out there and sometimes it goes, sometimes she doesn't go. And it's funny, Minnesota does it a couple days later and they score. And the reaction there is, cojones on that guy, the coach. And then, gutsy move, genius. And then you think about if the Bucks score, what the reaction would have been on social media if they scored, instead of what we ended up seeing.
Yeah, very different response. So, and yeah, it's not the outcome that any of us wanted. But yeah, we were going for the win. So I stand by it. I think it's got to move, and I think we should keep doing it when it's at 1 minute left in overtime. Go for the win, especially when you have control of the puck in the opposing team zone. Anyway, I go on.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm going to side with the defending BCHL Coach of the Year on this one, the former professional hockey player, who I think knows a thing or two. And it's, I don't know, just some of the comments were way offside. I saw a couple, demanding refunds. And I'm like, I've been a Canucks fan for probably, I'm going to turn 40 in June. I'd say about 38 of those years I've been a Canucks fan. Maybe 15 of those years they've been good.
And that's being generous.
It's like you think they're not gonna give, you're paying for the attempt. They're like Evel Knievel. Right?
Yeah, and you're mentioning like how Ryan Donald's the coach of the year and the professional hockey player history. And I'm just the academic scholar side of this, which is, if you read research about it, academics would suggest that you always pull your goalie because then you have more skaters and then more likely to have control of the puck. So anyway, but that's a whole other topic. Anyway, I think that's enough airtime for empty net gate. I don't know what to call
Yeah, I tried to Watergate it with the title, but I don't know if it's a little bit wordy.
Certainly, yes. So we had a rematch the next game against the Salmon Arms Silverbacks. This one had a little bit more scoring, just two more goals. But unfortunately, the Bucks, despite scoring first, came out down 2-1 in this game. And again, it was one of those like goalie duels. Captain made 29 saves. It was just fantastic goaltending. We just need to score.
Yeah, it was a real good start with Jack Cilic. I think that was a power play goal in the first 5 minutes that he got too. So it looked like a good start, but Salmon Arm, their MO this year has been their goaltending, their defense, their ability to stifle, and it seemed like the Bucks just couldn't generate offense. I think that scoring the opening goal kind of pissed them off a little bit, maybe, and then they just kind of went into a bit of a shutdown game and capitalized on the couple chances that they got. Carter Captain played very well in that game too. So yeah, it's how Salmon Arm plays. I think what was the stat we had? It was, I think, five games they played this year against them and four goals, right? Something like that. Or is it three and four? I think it's three and four actually.
We haven't
But
scored a lot.
yeah, they've either scored one or zero against them every time they played them this year. So
Yeah, if
that's
we
the
skip the
Silverbacks.
game on the September 30th, we just ignore that one. It's always been one goal games.
Yeah, but the what I'm saying is Cranbrook has had one goal or less in every time they
Oh, I
played Salmon
understand.
Arm, yeah, this
Correct.
season.
Yes, we've had one goal or less every time we've played them.
And that's just, Salmon Arm really flexing a very good defense and goalie tandem. It's been every game this year. So they get them, I think, one more crack at them this season, the final game of the season. So good chance to see where you stack up with your kind of final boss roster.
Spoiler though, we'll get to that, Wiley. We're just doing the recaps right now, not previewing. Slow down. All right, now let's get to this past weekend's game, which was really exciting for Bucks fans because Noah Ernest came back into the lineup and had immediate impact. We also welcome Coquitlam to Cranbrook. That was the first time they've been here. And again, it was one of these games where I felt like it was a good start for the Bucks, and then they just ran out of gas or didn't play the full 60 and lost 3-2 to Coquitlam. But man, it was great to see Noah Ernest back out there. Wiley, your
Yeah, and
thought?
it seemed like Ryan was kind of throwing him out with different lines just to see where the chemistry fixes up, and think he got a few good looks out there. Really liked him with Wishart, with Pat Murphy. Looked pretty good with the Frias twins. We've seen that before though. So yeah, it was a one that you didn't really want to lose. Coquitlam and Cranbrook, I think, were both on 4-game losing streaks heading into that one. So you
Correct.
That's one where you want to come out on top for sure. But Eric Young there, I think that was his third start for Coquitlam in the net for them. He played really well.
It was frustrating watching that anyway. And then that loss gave the Bucks their fifth loss in a row, which isn't fun to say, but they've finally snapped that slump the next day playing, of course, Trail. Feel like we talk about Trail every episode. Getting really dull. Anyway, but
I
we
think
play
it
Trail.
actually has worked out. I think we have every episode.
I don't think there has been one where we haven't talked about Trail. So talking about Trail again, and this time we won 5-2, and Ernest had three assists in that game. Patrick Murphy had two goals and one assist. They get a couple of 3-point games for two Bucks players there. So it I always feel this after a couple of games where we have a rough patch and then we have this one awesome game and it's like, yes, there's a spark of hope that we need, and I definitely have that spark of hope again after that game.
It shows what the lineup's been missing without Noah and S being available. You don't have that kind of. They have a lot of very good depth players, a lot of really good playmakers and stuff, but nobody with that real finish. Jack Cilic has it at times, but he's been dealing with injuries. I think Donovan Frias is kind of double checked. He's getting into a lot of pretty tough coverage out there too. So Noah Ehlers has kind of that speed and that playmaking abilities, like a Swiss Army knife, where he can kind of do a little bit of everything. So, and then him with Patrick Murphy too. Pat's a guy that has been wanting to get going, and I think, throwing them together, that gets exactly what you need out of those two.
Yeah, it sure seemed like that on the score sheet. And then one other thing of note is Nick Leggett got his first BCHL goal in
Oh yeah,
that
right.
5-2 win. Yeah. So,
And he's been looking really good lately. I remember Nathan was talking about moving him up to forward when we were in the box for the Cleveland game.
Yeah, he's been looking good and finally gets that Kuzey off his back. So congratulations to Nick Leggett on his first BCHL goal.
Oh yeah, and then I guess the Frias twins and Blake Cotton also get into 100 games too
Yeah, they hit
over
the
that
century
weekend.
mark. Yeah, it was so like a lot of little markers that went on with Leggett's first goal, and then those two three players getting their century mark. So congratulations to them. But nice segue into our Bucks news part of our podcast. I feel like we should have like any sounding thing. Anyway, we also had the Cranbrook Bucks fan club fan voted player of the year award given out. Yeah, that's a mouthful. But that did happen, and the fans of the Cranbrook Bucks fan club voted for Bryce Sucro as the player of the year. So congratulations to Bryce.
Should mention that the Cranbrook fan club is affiliated with the Nelson Leafs fan club, so it was kind of a landslide. Nobody else had a chance. Kidding, kidding. No, very. No, that's good for him. I was happy to see that he was made assistant captain at the beginning of the year, and I think he's kind of living up to the expectations.
Certainly is. And then just released, was it today? Yesterday? The three stars of the week. Patrick Murphy was named the third star with his two goals and two assists over two games this past weekend. So, A, it's great to see a Bucks player being named one of the three stars. I feel like it's been a bit of a drought there. And so it's great to see that. And then awesome to see Patrick Murphy making those contributions, because I think that's what we were looking for when we picked him up at the earlier this season, is he has that ability to do what he's doing right now, and we're finally seeing that come to fruition.
Yeah, Darren and I joke in the broadcast that he probably leads the league in hit goalposts.
Oh, poor guy.
We don't have that stat, unfortunately, but he's definitely led the team in that category since he came here. So no, it's good to see it going a quarter of the inch the other way, as they say in the Mighty Ducks.
Yes.
Also worth noting, Noah Ehlers got honorable mention too.
Yes. Yeah. So, which again is a great comeback weekend for him. All right. Well, I think that wraps up our new Bucks news part. Just regarding like BCHL news that's coming up, is it's just playoffs are coming soon. We're down to our last 2 weeks of the regular season, and then it's playoffs. So get ready. I'm already starting to see, even on the BCHL subreddit, the if the playoffs started today type discussions happening. So it's that anticipation is starting.
I don't know about that subreddit. I've never been on it, and I kind of wish I didn't know about it now. I'm curious how much I'm being talked about on it.
It's a thing, but don't worry. I haven't seen your name on there.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm not on the road much, so I'm kind of like a little less visible than a lot of the other guys.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's it on the BCHL news front. Getting to just hockey news in general, a little bit on the sad side, but a previous NHL player, Chris Simon, who, man, he was known for his gritty physical style of play, passed away. So just, there's usually not a lot of good words that you can say except just condolences to the family and to all the community that have supported Chris Simon throughout his career.
He had a very long NHL career too, at a time when they were trying to force out, sort of phase out the enforcer role a little bit. So, it speaks to the skill that he played the game with too. So, yeah, definitely condolences and yeah, sad news.
Yeah, moving on from there, going to our local news, a couple NHL players that are connected to our community. First is Bowen Byram, who was now is now a player of the Buffalo Sabres. Was with the Colorado Avalanche. I was really hoping Bowen Byram would win the Stanley Cup again, and bring it home. And Wiley, of course, is currently watching the Vancouver Canucks and the Buffalo Sabres play. We all know you're cheering for Bowen Byram and not the Canucks.
I'm part of the Nathan Lewin alumni fan club. I'm always cheering for Buffalo when they're here.
Buffalo, perfect. Yeah, so he was. Anyway, I was hoping he would stay with the Avalanche and bring a Stanley Cup back to town, because when he came to town with the Stanley Cup, I wasn't here, so I didn't get to see it, and I'm really still upset about that. So yeah, I'm even
Yeah,
more.
I got media privileges on that one, so I got to be up pretty close with it and take some pictures. The security guy was trying to be a bit overzealous with me and Trevor Crawley, saying, "No pictures. We're here with media." Well, I don't like it. Okay, don't like it. Kept taking pictures.
So, anyway, that's I feel the dream of the cup coming soon to Cranbrook just kind of got dashed with that trade. But wish the Buffalo Sabres would amp up their game a little bit more, and they will with Byram on defense. But
But Buffalo's due, you know. They're due for a Stanley Cup. I don't know where I'm going with that
it's okay. At least before Toronto, that's all I know.
there.
And then another local player, Dryden Hunt, who has been playing in the AHL with the Calgary Wranglers, has been playing a couple games in the NHL with the Calgary Flames and has scored a goal or two with them. So, and they've been really pretty. So, props to him for getting back into the big leagues. Yeah. So that's it for our news. Let's get to our first player interview, and this is with Malachi Frey. So, Wiley, how about you tee this up for us?
Yeah, everybody loves Freeman. Again, it's easier to kind of start the season out going a bit veteran heavy with the interviews because you kind of have a rapport with them already. So Malachi is one of the guys I've probably talked to maybe the least behind the scenes. So was hoping to kind of get to know him a little bit, chip away at it before we got him on here. So and coming into the last weekend of the season seemed like a good time, and he's started to really find his game too on Ryan Donald's defense. Bucks fans, it's Wiley Henderson here once again, back with another one of the Young Bucks. In this case, it's everybody loves Freeman, Malachi Frey. How's it going, bud?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Wiley?
Pretty good, pretty good. Just talking off air a little bit here, like it's already at the end of the season, and just kind of getting through the list of original recruits, it's there was a lot of new blood in the lineup this year. But no, happy to finally get you on here and get the fans a chance to get to know you a little bit more.
Yeah, no, happy to be here. So, yeah, let's get into it.
All right, well, just first off, yeah, we're going into the final regular season home game. In a
Yeah.
nutshell, how's your first BCHL season been?
I think it's been great. I mean, the experience has been awesome. The culture, the team, second to none that they got here. So it's been a super great experience so far. Lots to learn from it, for sure. Lots of growing experience. But yeah, it's been amazing.
Now, I know you spent one game with the Bucks the season before too as a call-up. You were playing, I think, Academy Hockey out of Kelowna there. So, what's been kind of the biggest difference in the jump from that level to BCHL?
Oh, huge jump for sure. The speed of the game, definitely. Just the physicality, the strength, all around, it's just a huge step up. So it's been super fun, super exciting to play at that pace. And yeah, I've really enjoyed it so far.
Now, circling back a little bit, you grew up in the Okanagan, the Kelowna area, where I think there's an ex-NHLer on every second house or something like that. So, definitely a lot of a learning tree there for you to kind of grow under. So, I
Totally.
guess what was that like, kind of just in the hockey scene in Kelowna, doing the minor hockey thing and kind of learning the craft?
Yeah, no, it was great. Great spot, obviously, growing up. Nothing to complain about there. But yeah, like you talked about, I have lots of pro guys around. So you get to see them out at the practices every once in a while, or you see them around town, and it's pretty cool. But yeah, I thought it was great. The development there was great. The programs I went through were awesome. Yeah, so I really enjoyed my time there.
And yeah, it's not too far from home. You actually you're getting to play the hometown Warriors this weekend. Might be a playoff matchup. Did you get to a lot of Warriors games when you were growing up?
Oh, a ton. I was there all the time. Tried to make it out to every Friday night game when I had a chance. So I love supporting them growing up. But yeah, it's been super cool getting to be back up there and playing against those guys. You get to see some family and friends at the game and after. So that's a super cool experience, like having them in the stands cheering you on.
Yeah, and it's got to be, neat for you, the team that you kind of grew
For
up
sure.
watching a lot, and then getting to go kind of go out on that ice, and the way that we've been playing out there this year, do pretty good.
No, it's been a great time playing against them. So definitely a cool experience and one I was looking forward to for sure coming into the season.
So, first season with the Bucks, just the first month, the first few weeks, definitely tough. You saw a bit of a come up as the season moved on. Just how was it kind of going through those first tough weeks, just to, eventually finally see the ship kind of get righted?
I think definitely some learning curves, like in the game itself, and just even being away from home, that whole experience for the first time, being away from your friends and your family. So that was a totally new experience for me. I mean, Billet family is amazing here, so they helped me settle in great. And yeah, some great older guys on the team, they kind of take you in under their wing a little bit, and just getting to know all the new guys and the guys who have been here before. So definitely a little bit of a battle, if you want to say that, getting into it and getting kind of acclimatized to the league. But yeah, once it got rolling, I think it's been great so far.
I always try to ask the guys to single out some best friends on the team, who people kind of kick it with, and everybody's like, oh no, I like everybody. But and I'm trying to press now, if you got to single some people out, who stands out for you that you're kind of close with off the ice?
I had to single a couple out. Obviously, Jacob Fletcher, my Billet brother. He really is like a brother to me. So that's been a pretty cool relationship to kind of see grow and experience with. Kazel Ferner, another boy, Kelowna guy from my hometown. I grew up playing with, and I'd have to say Loki Södergren as well. It's been great getting to know him. I spend a lot of time with him, talking with him around the rink. So probably those three guys, I'd say, were definitely at the top of my list.
And you and Kaslow played together last year too, right? Before you made the jump to the Bucks together?
Yeah, we've played 3 seasons together, I think, in the Okanagan Rockets program there.
Yeah, no, it must be nice having kind of that closeness and a buddy to kind of
For
go
sure.
through the whole introduction with. And I know Kaslow was up here for a little bit too and put up some pretty good numbers last year, so. All
Yeah,
right.
no, it was yeah, good with him. I know after the Max tournament last year, we flew down here together, spent a week, played a couple games. So yeah, that was pretty cool. Kind of getting to go through it with the buddy makes it a lot more comfortable.
Yeah, no, it's got a, it's a place that I'm assuming you hadn't been to Cranbrook too much, growing up. Nobody really comes out to the Cooties to vacation. Everybody thinks kind of Calgary starts right after you go west or east of Kelowna.
So yeah, I think I was out here maybe once before for a spring hockey tournament, but not too much. So yeah.
Well, first kind of having to go through the Kootenai winter, actually a very warm Kootenai winter. I shouldn't say that. Not very typical, but just how have you liked Cranbrook? How's the first kind of year off the ice been for you? How's the community?
For sure. I mean, I love the community here. It's a small knit, tight community. So yeah, I think it's great. I love that we get involved in the community here, and I think there's a ton of support for us. So it's pretty cool to see. Off the ice has been great. Billet family's been great. They keep us involved all the time with the activities with them. So I think, yeah, off the ice, that aspect for sure has been awesome so far, kind of getting used to Cranbrook and what it's like living here.
Well, I kind of goofed up here. I assumed BC. I came out with my Canucks third jersey here. Turns out you're an Oilers fan, which is great. But they kind of threw me for a loop through my trivia stuff here. But let's talk a little bit about Edmonton because they've had a very interesting couple seasons, this season in particular too. From kind of some similarities to what we saw with the Bucks, a very rough start, but then smooth sailing, for much of the season after that, kind of tough first weeks. But just from your view, what's the season been like for Edmonton, and how do they look heading into the playoffs?
For sure. I mean, bit of a roller coaster ride for there over there. So yeah, been up and down, but I think they're looking good. I love how the boys are shaping up, and yeah, I think we're looking good heading into the playoffs. Excited to see what we can do.
So you know the new coach there, Knobloch, he actually coached here in Cranbrook for the Kootenai Ice and coached Nathan Lewin.
Yeah, he did. I know he also coached my billet dad, Chad Greenan. So yeah, it's kind of cool getting to talk with him a little bit about that.
It's weird how the degrees of separation in hockey just get so much smaller. It's
Yeah, it's crazy.
but it looks like he's probably got to be a Jack Adams finalist.
Yeah, I think he might be up there, really turn the season around for them. I think they're doing great under him. So, yeah.
Yeah, and then this Hyman suddenly becoming a possibly a 50 goal scorer this year.
Yeah.
So that kind of I don't want to say came out of nowhere, but all eyes are always on Leon and McDavid, right? So
Yeah, but yeah, he's having a year.
and just going through the last few years, playoff shortcomings, a couple seasons they weren't making it. I know the frustration, cheering for the Canucks over the last few years. I guess what's it been like with, on the Edmonton camp with teams like the Canucks that have on paper so much promise, but just couldn't really get to that next level, and then finally they, break through in that Battle of Alberta. But before that, it
Yeah.
must have been tough as a fan.
Oh yeah, it was a battle for sure. Couple rough watches, not making it to the playoffs, but it's been super cool seeing them come together and the team they've built up there. Yeah, so I'm excited. I think they got a great team. I think they can go all the way. So it would be awesome to see that kind of pay off now.
Who do you want in the first round?
I'd take LA in the first round. I like that matchup. I think they'd do
Yeah.
all right against them. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it looks like we're going to get Vegas, and we'll get that whole long-term injury roster that comes off the shelf for game one, so we'll be in trouble, but we'll see what happens. But do you have a favorite all-time Oiler?
All-time Oiler. I'd have to go Nugent Hopkins.
Nice, Burnaby Wonder Club boy.
Vancouver.
Yeah,
So,
so
yeah.
when he was very young, and I was still playing, I think I was in juvenile at the time at the Winter Club. He was probably U7 or whatever. Did a little bit of a coaching clinic with him. So I always like to joke that every bit of success that he's got in the league owes directly to this.
Love that. That's awesome.
Honestly, I probably spent about like 30 seconds with him in the 1 hour session.
That's too good.
It's neat to look back on, and yeah, he has had a very great career.
Yeah, it totally has.
All right. Well, we'll shift back to the Bucks a little bit because, like the Oilers, you guys got your sights set on the playoffs coming up pretty quick here. Your first go at the playoffs in the BCHL, and I know Ryan Donald's been really preaching no wasted days. How has that mentality been carrying over for you guys?
Yeah, I mean that's been the motto, in and out of the locker room the last couple of days, and I think it's been great. I think the boys have really utilized every chance we get when we hop on the ice, just trying to make the most of every day we got here. And you hear the stories from some of the older guys and the guys who have been through it before, and yeah, it really gets you fired up. So I think that adds to it, and I think yeah, no wasted days is the kind of the message.
What do you guys need to kind of fix up or get ready heading into the playoffs?
I think just working as a unit, working as a team, playing kind of just one heartbeat, we like to say. Just all being on the same page, sticking with our game plan. I think that's kind of going to be the key, because I know when we play our game, I think we're a pretty tough team to beat, and we can beat anybody else out there.
Guess kind of the scuttlebutt lately has been, very good on defense. Goaltending is out of this world. Carter Capp and Brayden McIntosh. Goals have been a bit hard to come by. Obviously, that went out the window in Trail. That was a, nice game to come up. But the goals have been a little bit scarce against some very good defensive teams. I guess, as a defenseman with a lot of, offensive capabilities on your guys' blue line, how do you guys kind of try to maybe get more pucks going into the other net?
Yeah, I think we've even been working on it a ton at practice over the last couple of weeks, just kind of that quick transition game, getting us joining up into the rush too, just trying to create that number advantage and yeah, quick transition. Finding ways to get pucks through on net and yeah, quick attack.
And I know, it's a team dynamic for sure, but having a guy like Noah
Totally.
Arenas come back into the lineup, that's got to be a nice
Yeah.
shot in the arm too.
Oh, I mean, he's a pretty special player. I mean, great guy, but amazing player. So it's nice to have him back. And I mean, you obviously got to see what he did the last 2 games he's been here. And yeah, he's impressive, impressive guy.
Yeah, like he didn't miss a beat.
Not at all.
Right on. Well, for you personally, your main takeaways from this season, when it kind of settles and it's all done for the year, what do you want your main takeaways to be from this season, and what's the future looking like for you with the Bucks?
Totally. I think culture is a huge one, kind of the whole culture of junior hockey and how you interact with those guys and what it looks like day in, day out, on the ice. Obviously, just kind of using that pace of play now, adjusting to that. That's been great. So I think those are kind of my two big takeaways, the culture and just the speed of the game. Just continuing to grow that and grow the player I am and keep working with that. So. And I mean, as for my future with the Bucks, I'm going to come back next year. Hope to come back next year. That's my goal. Yeah, I'd love to be around the organization as long as I can. So.
And you know what, like, obviously this year is a bit of a turnover year with so many pieces that went away from a very good team last season,
For
one that you
sure.
got to see a little bit of. But then, the cycle continues.
Yeah.
All the returnees coming back next year, it's looking like a very bright future for this club.
Yeah, I know we got a ton of guys returning next year. It should be yeah, pretty similar roster, I'd say, to what we got going on right now. And yeah, I think that's great. We kind of get to carry some of that experience, some of that culture and those friendships built this year. And yeah, excited to see what we can do next season too.
Yeah, jumping the gun a little bit. I don't know what the schedule is going to look like, but it sounds like you might have to study your Alberta map a little bit.
Yeah, that's what it's looking like. Looking like we'll get a couple road trips up there for sure next year. Play those teams more. So I think that's super exciting. Some new competition. See what those guys, yeah, look like, how we match up.
Yeah, and just, some new destinations. I don't know how much you've played out there. I know at this level you kind of go all over the place, but
Yeah.
that's got to be neat. I always, as a broadcaster, I not on the road much with the team, but I do always like to see a new barn when I get a chance. So that's got to be
Yeah,
neat
yeah.
for you guys too.
Yeah, I think it'll be cool. I was lucky enough to have the opportunity to grow to Brooks and Okotoks with the team last year in preseason. So getting to see some of those barns is pretty cool, play against some of those teams. But yeah, excited to see what next season's going to look like in that sense, playing some new competition over there.
So I don't know if you heard the thing, but I've had trouble my entire life saying I've said Okotoks wrong my entire life. Basically, I was raised thinking it was Okotoks, and it's a weird tick that I have to get rid of before next season. And I'm honestly a little bit freaked out about it, but I'm starting to really work well at it.
There you
But
go. That's
hopefully, none of you
awesome.
guys had that problem. Malachi, I'll start to wind it down a little bit, but One of the questions I'd like to kind of start to ease the interview with, you talked a little bit about the Billets. Just had Billet Appreciation Night too. They're such a huge part of the organization. Make
Totally.
sure that you guys are fed, got a house roof over your head, that you're well taken care of through the season. Tell us about your Billet family. How they've been for you.
Yeah, Billets have been amazing. Like, nothing to complain about at all. They've been super great. They made the transition super easy, moving away from my family for the first time. They really kind of took me and Jacob in, like we were their own kids, really. And so, I mean, it's awesome. Chad, he played for the Ice when they were here, so get to talk shop with them all the time, talk hockey. That's great. We watch the Oilers games together every night that they're on. So he's an Edmonton boy, so Oilers fan, obviously. You got the two little girls running around the house, Becca and Haley. They always keep it entertaining for sure. And yeah, that's been cool too. I kind of get to be that big brother. I've never had sisters before, so learning with them and just getting to play with them, and that whole experience has been awesome.
Last question. Regular season final home game coming up. Any messages for the fans?
Love to see you out. Love to get the barn packed. The energy just cranked up in there. And yeah, looking forward to seeing the turnout on Saturday night against West Kelowna.
All right. Once again, fans, that's Malachi Frey. Thanks again for taking the time. Hopefully, not too long again between our next one of these and, plenty more next year, definitely. But no, I really appreciate you taking the time, and it's been awesome to watch you develop this season. And yeah, much more to come here in the next few weeks.
Yeah, thanks so much, Wiley. I appreciate it.
Malachi Frey, Cranbrook Bucks.
Right, Wiley, thank you for that interview with Malachi. I want to just jump into two little pieces that I wanted to get your two cents on. First is I like running retro commercials during our broadcast, and the past few have all been Gretzky related. The current one is what I think is a classics or classic commercial with Mark Messier and Lay's chips. However, I've sometimes heard during the broadcast that that is not a good thing. So, what's your sense on that ad going right now?
You know what? They are very good commercials. It's just, I know when they were filmed, it was during a pretty dark time in the Canucks franchise history that a lot of people associate and blame him for. So, yeah, a little tad blasphemous for Canucks fans in the building, but we are closer to Calgary than we are Vancouver. So I digress.
But yeah, in the same province as Vancouver. It's interesting how, even though we're 4 hours away from Calgary, marketing wise, we still get very much clumped into Vancouver for NBC. So anyway, well, I hope you enjoy that commercial. The second thing is season tickets are on sale. Have you bought yours?
Yeah, I got I know a guy, so
Perfect. I know a guy too.
But yeah, I would assume that I have them pretty much sewn up. I just have to, work my contacts, get my people with their people and stuff.
Perfect. Yeah. So if you haven't had a chance, or if you've really been enjoying Bucks hockey this year, season tickets are available in early bird price, and they are very reasonable price tickets. So it's great fun for the family too. So check it out. You can always, you can find them on the Cranbrook Bucks website, cranbrookbucks.ca. Anyway, those are those two little plugs. Let's transition to your next interview, which you get another new player or new this season, and you got to visit with Sammy Hines. So how about you set that up for us?
Yeah, and same thing with Sammy. A guy that I haven't been able to connect with too much over the season, but now as the season moves along, you start to get a few more of these chants in. So again, just wanted to kind of wait towards the end with some of these younger fellas, just to kind of test their waters a little bit. And yeah, no, it's good to see him starting to come around, seeing Ryan Donald playing with the Frias Twins as of late to try to get the offense going a little bit. And I know he wants to start getting it going too, but not much of a better time than the playoffs. So yeah, he's excited to get going.
Bucks fans, I am here with one of the young guns on this year's roster, Sammy Hines. Sammy, thanks for taking the time today. Good to finally, again, put a voice to the face that I've been seeing behind in the concourse all year.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's nice to be on here.
You bet. First go around with the Cranbrook Bucks. Just, I guess, first of all, I know it's been kind of a bit of a tough start to the season, but we've seen the team come into some real good hot streaks throughout the course. What's it been like for you adjusting to the BCHL for your first year?
Yeah, it's a fast league. Guys are big, guys are strong, but coaches, teammates, they've helped me. They've made a really easy transition. Obviously we struggled at the start of the year, but we got it going. Yeah, and I think we're looking good heading into the end of the year here.
Yeah, it goes by so quick this season.
It did.
Like, yeah, I know. And yeah, we're already getting to the final regular season home game. I know it's a blur for everybody involved, but just, I guess, for you personally, how has it been for you as a learning experience, kind of, you know, getting your feet wet with a new club in a new city?
Yeah, it's been awesome. First time living away.
Oh, lost you for a bit. That was not me. There he is. I see your face, but you're still cut out. Awesome. I think you just got to take yourself off mute. Or maybe try your phone if you're on a laptop. This will look good on the blooper reel, though. Ladies and gentlemen, we have lost Sammy Hines. There we go. There he is. For a sec. And coming back on his iPhone. It's okay. Josh can edit everything. There we go.
All right.
Cool.
Is that better?
No worries. It'll work better.
Yeah.
Josh is able to kind of edit that part out anyways. So,
all right.
But yeah, just we'll kind of go back to the last question. Just, yeah, first year in Cranbrook, how has it been adjusting to everything on and off the ice in a new city?
Yeah, it was, like I was saying, it's my first time living away from home, so it's a little different, but it's been good. Yeah, it was nice to get out here, see different parts of the world, you know, obviously a different province. I didn't come out here a lot before this, but yeah, and then the season, it's been good, learning lots of older guys. Obviously, like, I never played with guys this much older than me before coming here, so you learn a lot. And then the coaches, obviously a lot more experience than coaches have typically where, you know, where you're from. And so it's been great having all those tools around.
You sort of answered my next question a little bit there, but growing up not too far from here in Alberta, you know, Southern Alberta, I believe too. So didn't get to the Kootenays much, but it wasn't a complete unknown for you. You knew a little bit about the Kootenays and all that.
Yeah, just, mostly driving through. Like last year we would play out in Kelowna and Penticton a lot, but never really out here in the Kootenays, so first time.
And growing up in Calgary too, obviously a, you know, city that loves its hockey, Flames are the big thing out there, but they're a very community oriented franchise. I guess, what was the hockey scene like for you as a kid growing up in Alberta?
Yeah, big hockey. Grew up in big hockey towns. Obviously, it was like a big part of my life, always being at the rink. Yeah, I don't know, kind of stayed in Medicine Hat where I grew up. I kind of I was fortunate enough. I got to play all the way till I came out here up there. So just kind of played through the city for the city teams till a midget. And then there's the High Performance Academy they got out there that they just, that I started playing at my last 2 years, which I think is really good for hockey down there and for the game.
And just take us through the process of actually getting to the Bucks. What that looked like. I guess Ryan probably, I know he reaches out to most of the guys who are on this year's roster. So did he kind of have you scouted out a little bit?
Yeah, me and Ryan were talking for quite a while before I came. He started kind of talking to me after the Max at Christmas, and you know, it felt really good. He felt really welcoming. He brought me up to Cranbrook for a couple of games. He was calling, texting, answering all my questions. Yeah, so it was really good.
And just getting to the team, you know, it's never easy at first to kind of come to a new group with a lot of new faces, but obviously the team has come together quite nicely. I always ask the guys, single out some of the best friends off the ice. Everybody's kind of gives me the, no, we're all buddies. Everybody's a buddy. But I try to press. If you got to single out a few guys that are maybe, you know, a little bit closer, who is that?
I don't, it's tough to say. It really just depends on what we're doing. Some guys like doing something. So if we're playing basketball, it's going to be a different group of guys than if we're, you know, going, trying to see parts of the city or see different areas. So I guess, I don't know. I don't think I can give you an answer. I think it's just a mixed bag.
I'll let you slide there, but who's the basketball bros on the team?
The guys I've been playing with, Tyler Wishart goes, Joel Blackley, Patrick Czarnecki, Nick Leggett. Those are kind of, we kind of usually kickstart it, but a couple other boys here and there.
Right on. Okay. No, I like to ball myself, so we'll
maybe
to get that going
out
one day. I've been trying to
maybe
get some like documentary style shoots where I'm actually interviewing the guys while we're actually playing some basketball, but haven't been able to make that work yet. So that's a goal for next season. So good to know that.
All right.
I'll be coming to you for that.
All righty.
Right on. All right. And yeah, you mentioned a few guys there too. Tyler Wishart, one of the guys that came during the season via trade, a lot of other new signings and things like that. I guess just how is that with so many, you know, moving places or moving pieces, I guess, during the season? Does that kind of shake things up a little bit for you guys, or does that change much going into the mindset through the season?
You know, obviously it's hard if you're losing guys that you're close with and stuff and losing teammates, that's hard. But the guys that we got coming in, they were great. And it was, I don't know, I think they made the team a little better, made it a fun environment. So yeah, I think it sucks, but I don't think it changes anybody's mindset. I don't think anybody is too down about the moving pieces. And I think it excites. It's like, it's exciting to see guys, new guys coming in and all that. So.
Yeah. And it seems everybody's starting to get it together here coming into the last few games now that the roster is kind of finalized for the playoffs. So this time of year, I know as a broadcaster, I get really excited just seeing the games mean a little bit more. You know, the intensity picks up a little bit. Everybody's trying to get into that playoff style, you know, before the playoffs actually start, just so that you hit the ground running. How's that been for you guys, this stretch drive here? What's the intensity been like? What's practice been like? How's the mindset heading into this final couple weekends?
Yeah, there's obviously a different feeling in the group. Everybody wants to win. All the games mean a lot more to the guys. It's a lot more intense, competitive. Everybody just wants to win. It's really spirited. So it's good to see, and I think it's really helping our play too. So
now I'm excited to tell my wife about this. I came into this interview again, didn't really do as much homework as I should have, but assumed Calgary on the bio, so I assumed Calgary Flames fan. Turns out the wearing my wife's Flames jersey was unnecessary. You're a Canucks fan. So first of all, I guess, how does that work out? It's kind of blasphemy in southern Alberta a little bit, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. My Even my dad, he doesn't even like him. He likes the Canadians. I don't know. I think it was just like I just liked him for since I can remember. It is pretty weird, I agree, but can't help it.
More the merrier. I'm a Vancouver guy, so that's the team I grew up with.
Perfect.
Ducks are my team. So I know you grew up with the team during some pretty lean years through this whole Jim Benning era. It's got to be pretty good to see what's been happening this season.
Yeah, here 1 sec. I just got to figure out how to. Oh, there we go. I was just getting a call.
Oh, no worries.
Had to send it to voicemail. yeah. Been a struggle, so it's nice to see them. It's nice to see them at the top this year.
Do you have an all-time favorite on the Canucks?
Maybe a Sedin's guy, but like I always liked Alex Burrows when he played, and he's just not like a guy everybody would remember. It's just like a random pick, maybe. But the Sedin's are probably like the one everybody would go to.
During those President's Trophy, you know, Stanley Cup final run years, Burrows and Sedin were kind of the it guys out here. Out here, I mean, in Vancouver.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, people loved Burrows. His story was so cool,
I
too.
Did. I loved it. Yeah.
Do you have on the current roster, who's kind of your guy?
I'm a big Connor Garland guy, actually.
Nice. You know what? He got such a bum rap from the media for the last season anyways, and it's been cool to see him kind of materialize the way he has.
Yeah,
he's been
well,
such a valuable piece this year.
Yeah, every time I watch, he's just making sick plays, so.
Effort, too. Like,
yeah.
He doesn't give up on anything. When sometimes he should, and he doesn't. But
just got the promotion
to
the first line, too. He just got bumped up.
Yeah, no, I guess if I were to go with its guy right now, I mean, it's Demko is my favorite, but I used to not like JT Miller. Just he wasn't really.
I could see it.
I could see that the passion was there because he hates to lose. But I mean, I guess when I was so used to them losing, I'm like, he just doesn't want to be here. But now that you see him, that how he is, how valuable he is when he's winning, I've been
so
loving
good.
him this year.
Yeah, he's so good this year.
Yeah, body language has improved too.
Yeah, a little bit.
Now, if looking at your game personally, this doesn't have to be a Canucks question per se, but is there anybody that you kind of try to model your style after or that maybe influences the way you play?
I don't know if it would be any NHL guys even. There's just like some guys that grew up in Medicine Hat and they play pro overseas. And I think it's more or less kind of those guys, just because I've been around them so much and been able to talk to them. I can get a way better perspective on like what they're seeing and how they actually play the game rather than just watching.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Sometimes it's just by association, right? Not
Yeah.
necessarily what you see. And often I think that's the better way to go. Any comparatives for maybe somebody who's watching you for the first time that you might, or just anybody that you like outside of the Canucks that kind of, you know, that you're watching right now?
Well, so just go with a favorite player here then?
I guess basically that's what we're going with at this point. I could have just
Well,
said
my
that.
Favorite player is Matthews for sure. So I've
Yeah.
been a big Matthews guy for since he came in the league. So
yeah, no, even highlight reel there.
yeah.
Probably the best natural scorer in hockey right now. I know you want to say Ovechkin because he's probably going to break Gretzky's record, but
I
the
think
way he's been
Matthews.
going. Yeah, no, it's Matthews might break Ovechkin's record actually when it's all
That's what
said
I
and done.
always say. That's what I always say.
Yeah. All right, we'll take it back to the Bucks here a little bit. We talked a little bit about the stretch drive. Good chance that you guys might see the Warriors in the playoffs, a team that you'll actually face in the final home game of the regular season coming up, this weekend. So you guys have done pretty well against the Warriors. They're going to want to come in on, obviously, make a statement on the final home regular season game. How amped up are the boys for this one?
Pretty amped up. It's obviously like a really good team, but we've just kind of had their number all year. Kind of been able to play them every time we see them. So it's obviously a game to look forward to when you have a team that you kind of knock off every time. So
And then you go right from that into trail for, I did the math, the 10th time in the regular season here. Are you guys actually like friends at this point? You guys hang out so much.
Yeah, we're always there. It might seem like it, but yeah, I think biggest rivalry in the BCHL maybe there.
Yeah.
So it's always nice playing those guys. It's always fun.
Yeah, and obviously we've been kind of hyping that since the Bucks joined the league, you know, still a very early franchise, but that rivalry has really put butts in the seats in both arenas. It's good to see they got such a history over there. We're still building ours. How has it been like just being on the ice for that, for those rivalry games?
Yeah, it's great. You can obviously feel it means a little more to the fans when you're playing in Cranbrook and in Trail, but yeah, it's always good because the games always mean a little more. Like there's always a kind of Cranbrook Trail series through the year, through every game. So you always want to win those.
So I know Ryan Donald's mantra for these last few weeks heading into the playoffs is no wasted days. What does that mean for the team? What does that mean for you?
I think that's just coming in and like committing to getting 1% better every day. You know, we're going to come in, execute every day. Can't have any days where we're just going to come in and go through the motions. Like every day counts for us. It's kind of been playoffs for the last month. Playoffs started a month ago for us. So we're really just trying to make everything count here.
Looking a little bit ahead into the crystal ball a bit after the season's over and done with, what do you want your main takeaways from your first BCHL season to be for you personally?
Personally, I think just getting ready over the summer to come back in, get stronger, get faster. Obviously, there's a lot of older guys in this league, and it takes a lot. And I find I wasn't as strong as some guys this year. So I think that's going to be my biggest goal.
Seeing the growth as the season has gone along too, not just in the speed and in the skills part, but like in stature too. You know, I think you actually hit a growth spurt mid-season, so you're starting to get into that kind of you know, right around the size where you need to be, I think, for this league, given your speed as well.
Yeah, I think it's really starting to come along. Been working with Graham all year, and kind of started taking that stuff more seriously throughout the year, and I've seen improvements. So,
for the team, what's, I guess, the main thing that you think needs to be kind of looked at or rectified heading into the playoffs?
You know, I feel like our team, we don't have any problems that we need to look through. I think it's just consistency. I think we just need to come and we need to play, come to play every night, and we need to come to play every game. We can't be taking periods off or games off. Like that game in Coquitlam, I think we missed a chance to put a statement on a team there. And like that's the stuff we don't want to have happen.
For sure. And you know what? I haven't seen a run like this before where you guys are running into so many hot goalies. Like it seems every game it's you're piling up 35, 40, 50 shots and just they're turning aside everything. And it's not for a lack of trying. It's, I guess that's got to be a little bit frustrating at times, but I mean, I'm sure that the coaches are saying work through that, make the goals happen.
Yeah, it's frustrating, but that's like a team goal of ours is to get 10 shots a period because that's just how it's easy to win when you get lots of shots playing in the zone a lot. So yeah, they're not coming now and it's frustrating, but I'm sure they're going to start coming.
Start to wind it down a little bit. One of the questions I always go with here, billets are a huge part of the organization. I know for players coming out of town, really, you know, have to have a family that makes you feel accepted, feel at home, takes care of you well. What's your billet situation been like? How have they been for you?
I live with the Pinches. It's been great. They're a really good family, really good food, really welcoming, funny family too, actually. It's quite, feels just like home. So it's been nice. Haven't really felt homesick at all. They've been making me feel great here. So
that's good to hear. And yeah, no, I guess we'll probably be seeing you billeting out this way a little bit more as time moves on. So good to know that first impression's been there. Last one from me, you know, playoffs coming up here, big stretch. What's your message to the fans?
Message to the fans? I'm just going to have to say bring the energy like we are because, you know, all the guys in the room were we're excited and we're ready to try and put on a show for all the fans.
Yeah, they get loud in that building in the playoffs. It's a sight to behold. So you'll get to see it pretty soon.
Yeah.
All right, Sam, I'll cut the interview there, but thanks again for taking the time. Best of luck the rest of the way. I know we'll be seeing you on Saturday and into the playoffs. But yeah, finish strong, man.
All righty. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Sam Hines, Cranbrook Bucks.
Awesome. Thank you, Wiley, for that interview with Sammy Hines. It's now time for us to get ready for what's coming up in the future. And that is four games, but I just want to talk about three of them because I'm tired of talking about one of the other teams. So
we play trail again for anybody who's listening.
Yeah. So the first game that's upcoming is this coming Saturday, and not Friday, Saturday, just to clarify that. And we are playing the West Kelowna Warriors, which for me, this is a fascinating preview game because if, you know, according to some subreddits and Facebook groups, if the BCHL playoffs started today, we'd be playing the West Kelowna Warriors in the first round. So this is a potential first round matchup for the Bucks. And so far this season, we are 4-1 against them, which is pretty awesome. And I just keep leaning towards if we can do what Wenatchee did to us, but do that to West Kelowna, this would be the best team to do that to. Anyway, that's my two cents. Wiley, your thoughts on this potential first-round matchup, West Kelowna Warriors and Cranbrook Bucks?
I think it's the matchup that the Bucks want, just kind of given how the season series is shaped out. But, you know, the Warriors are going to be pissed off coming in here, just knowing where things have gone this season. I don't think we've ever really gotten the Warriors at their best, and except for the game where they beat us. And even that, it was only about a half game where they were really flexing their stuff. Like, I think we had a huge lead at one point in that game, too. So, yeah, I would look for a very game West Kelowna team that's going to want to come in and spoil the party on the last regular season home game.
Yeah, that's true. And that game was back in October, too. So, like, both teams have changed much since then. But for me, it's interesting to see, like, Karen Norland, Solandra, all the people who are getting, like, points per game, haven't necessarily exploded against the Bucks, and so props to the defense for holding them back. So whatever style we of defense we play against Kelowna is working. So I'm just excited for it because this could be a foresight into the playoffs for us.
Yeah, and like I said, too, I think it's the matchup that they want, just given how, the way things have gone against Salmon-Arm this year. You know, their offense has struggled at times this year, but they've been pretty good at scoring goals against the Warriors.
Yeah, which is awesome. And then on Sunday, the Bucks travel to Trail. Again, as you mentioned, Wiley, Saturday's game is the last regular home season game for home season regular home game of the season. There we go.
Regular season home game.
There we go. That's probably what I was trying to say. For the Bucks, and then they go on the road for their last three games, and the first game is against Trail, which, yeah, I don't know.
Maybe one.
Okay, yeah, I don't want to say. I'm looking forward to seeing other teams besides Trail in next season.
Will be the 10th game of the year against Trail in the last of the season series, but
that's too many times.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. I think that's how much they played Trail during the pod in Penticton too, right? So it's a lot,
and that's why I'll just leave it at that, and we won the last game. So, and then the weekend after that, and the Bucks are on the road, And this is again where there's some interesting storylines and there's playoff implications. So the first game on Thursday, again next weekend, is the Easter weekend. So there's some scheduling changes with that. So Thursday in Merritt, playing the Centennials. Currently, the Merritt Centennials are the next spot above us. They're currently 3 points ahead of us. So this is a game where we could catch the Merritt Centennials. Or not, depending on how this weekend goes next, right? Like, there's still some factors at play, but if there's a team that we could leap past, it is the Merritt Centennial. So, again, it's just an exciting game with that. And currently this year, we are 1-3, or 1-2-1, as the standings here put it, against the Merritt Centennials. So, Wiley, your thought on this game that has standings implications?
Yeah, Merritt's one that always interests me now, especially ever since the Luke Faux trade, probably the biggest, within the BCHL trade the Bucks have done, in the middle of a season since they joined the league. So I always like to see how Luke's doing with his new team and, how our new guys stack up. Wishart was a fan favorite out there too, so it's always nice to see him get back there. I think he got to play his first game with the Bucks in that building too. So yeah, a little bit more familiar with this side now, so it should be a bit of a different mentality for him. But yeah, I'm not sure what the game in hand situation is with Merritt right now. I'm not sure what
It's
their
50-50. Just we're
it
both
is
at
okay.
50 games. Yeah.
And I'm not sure what their the rent. I know they play us once, but I'm not sure who their other three opponents are. So yeah, there's a lot of variables there, but yeah, obviously, if it comes down to that last week, that's going to be a must-win for the Bucks if they want to climb.
That's so true. And then the next game for the Bucks is against Salmon Arm, which if we catch the Merritt Centennials and West Kelowna Salmon Arm don't trade spots, or Salmon Arm catches West Kelowna, right? Like there's again variables there. We could be playing. There's the potential of playing Salmon Arm in the first round of the playoffs. And so currently they sit third with 65 points. And this year we are 0-5 against Salmon Arm. Of course, as we've alluded to, they've been close games and low scoring games, but so low scoring that sometimes we only get one goal or 0 goals. So I'm sure the Bucks would like some redemption on how the games went 2 weekends ago at home. So, Wiley, your thoughts on this last game of the regular season?
Yeah, I think with Noah Ernest in the lineup this time around, you should probably see a little bit more offense against Salmon Arms. So, yeah, whatever the result ends up being, you just want to get more than one. Just make a statement that you can score goals against this team. That's kind of, I think, your main focus at that point.
Yeah, I think you summarized that perfectly of how that game should go. And that wraps up the segment and also the regular season for the Bucks. It is one of these things where it feels like it'll never end the season, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, boom, we're done. So yeah. Now to my favorite part that I don't want to miss out on this time, and that is recapping predictions that we made and making new predictions, because usually something always happens after we record. So, Wiley, you said last time that there would be one more signing by the Bucks. I said that we would have a preview game scheduled with an Alberta team, and Chris said that Jared or Noah Ernest would be back in the lineup. So,
Chris got half points.
Chris gets half a point. Neither you or I were spot on with that. So, anyway, Wiley, what's your prediction of what's going to be dropped in the news between now and releasing the episode?
Season ends with Bucks facing the Warriors in the playoffs.
Okay, that's your prediction. Okay. Chris, Chris isn't here, so we can't ask him. So I'll text him and ask my prediction. You know what's fascinating is I had a thought. I had written it down. I was like, this is going to be what happens. And I've forgotten the thought and I don't remember where I wrote it down. So going by the seat of my pants here, what I think will be dropped in the next couple or after we release this episode. Oh, I had something witty. I'm so upset about this. Either way, I'm
I hate when that
stumped.
happens. I'm just glad it's not only me it happens to.
I'm stumped. I'm like, what is it? Can't think of one. This is now getting boring now that I can't think of one. Look at what's happened. I will say that the thing that will be dropped is.
You cut out during the
Oh,
thing.
I cut out? That's even better.
You're just about to go with it, and then you completely cut out.
That's perfect. I want to say that they'll give the Broadcaster of the Year award to Wiley Henderson. That's going to be the announcement.
You're like, you know, I'm not in the running for that. Like, they want you to be on the road.
Well, we often have ranked the top broadcasts in the league, so props
Okay,
to.
yes, by the auditor score.
That's by the auditor score, but there's also the
Yes.
award of broadcaster, and I think you're an excellent candidate for that.
Thank you. I do appreciate that. It's, you know, I like the work I do, but yeah, they tend to hand that award out to guys that are on the road with their teams. So yeah, I don't think I'm ever probably going to win that award.
Don't worry.
Unless I start going on the road with the team, but doesn't look like that's happening anytime soon.
Okay, don't worry. I have a part two to it, which is you will release another episode of Bucks Insider with a previous Bucks player on it. That's no longer on the team because it just feels like the past two episodes have been here's this player,
I you might be
and
right. I don't know. Yeah, I
that would have.
have Evan Brown on there yet? God.
I don't
I know I've
remember.
interviewed him, but I don't know if he sent in his interview for processing.
Yeah.
But
Anyway, that would be my second alternative guess is Bucks
better chance
Insider.
at the second one.
Well, I like the first one better. Awesome. Well, Wiley, any last words before we finish off this episode?
No, nothing for me. Just see you in the playoffs. Hope it's a big crowd like last year.
Yeah, me too. And I think that's a perfect mark to end, which is this will most likely be our last recording of the regular season. So we'll see you in the playoffs. So thank you very much for joining us on this episode of Bucktales. My name's Josh. You're here with Wiley, and Chris is unavailable. So thanks for joining us, and we will see you in the playoffs and before then in the rink and online. Take care, everyone.
Life is like a hurricane here in Cranbrook. Shooting, checking, takeaways. It's our Buck Nook. Might see a breakaway or a goal on the power play. Bucktails, ooh. Every day they're out there skating. Bucktails, ooh. Goalie makes the save to stop the Bucktails. The danger, watch behind you. There's a demon right beside you. What to do? Just grab onto some Bucktails. Ooh, every day they're out there skating. Bucktails.